Hello and welcome to my Lisa's Match Pod Review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Arnold the Dick has thankfully left the building. Myrtle the Meek for some reason is still there. Mr. Incompetent. Mr. Bringing a squad together that is not fit for purpose. And the medical team, that's a joke, to be perfectly honest. But we'll come on to that. Sir Rat, had them calling him. But that is his name. His name is Sir Jim Ratcliffe. So Sir Rat is allowed, I think. At least giving him his title. But he's taken over the club. So there'll be probably a big old fanfare at the game today. It's Fulham at Old Trafford. I'm on a walk to the ground. It's a lovely sunny day in Manchester. A bit wet on the ground because it has been raining for the last few days. But today is lovely. It's lovely. The sky's out. The sun's out. I've got my sunglasses on. Making the walk to the ground before the match. Although I am sneaking into the Tesco to catch some of the rugby prior to the game. Wi-Fi stealing. Well, it's for all the people. I use that Tesco a lot. So I think, I'll get used to the Wi-Fi when necessary. But, yep, so that is now, I think it's 27.7 stake. 1.25 billion. Surely that makes the club worth 5 billion by my maths, but the Glazers want a lot more than that, obviously. And I mean, we're stuck with them, unfortunately, these scum parasites for the time being. And so Jim is talking a good game, but we'll see. Talking a good game means nothing. It's actually what you actually do is what is going to make the difference. And the first thing you should do is sack John Myrtle now. Get rid of him, get him out of the football club. He's the incompetent director of football that has left his squad wholly imbalanced, and with players that, number one, shouldn't be there, and second, with players where the massive, massive overpayments, ridiculous wages. As I say, he's a stooge for Ed Woodward, stooge for the Glazers, like all the rest of them, like Arnold the Dick and Matt the clueless judge. Rasmus Højlund, the latest one to be out for 2 or 3 weeks. As I say, I don't trust that in the slightest, because this medical team says 2 or 3 weeks usually means 2 or 3 months under these idiots. Dr. Nick from The Simpsons, I think that is. And Ten Hag was pressed. Now, I've watched this embargo part of the press conference. He was pressed on why another striker wasn't bought in the summer, when you've got a young raw striker like Rasmus Højlund coming in, and Anthony Martial, who's only at the football club because he's a favourite of the Glazers. Apparently, Ten Hag, the journalists were naive. Now, a lot of journalists are naive, they just want to get their line. But any Manchester United fan with any brain knew that just bringing in Rasmus Højlund and just having Anthony Martial is your other option. One croc, one bought injured, and massively overplayed this season because it's had to be, because Martial's always injured. I think you're the one that's naive, Eric, so you can defend yourself as much as you want, but a striker should have been bought in the summer, a striker should have been bought in January. Garbage about this FFP making decisions on a financial footing ahead of a football one. You telling me United can go out and get some of the standard of outbreak up? He wasn't brilliant for the club, but he was fit, and he would be a player that could give Rasmus a rest. With 15, 20 minutes of the game to go, and say against Luton, Rasmus was eventually taken off because basically he couldn't walk, and he's clearly overdone it, and he's got himself injured. That is on the club, that is on the medical staff, long it continues with these injuries. And as I say, it'll be excuses FC that will be made at the end of, which has always been, as I say, it's been a poor season, and people talk about, oh look, United have won 4 matches in a row, unbeaten in 2024. Well, do you know what? They won 5 out of 6, I think it was, in October, November. They won Manager of the Month, I think, Erik ten Hag. And then basically, United were garbage. They were never that good anyway. And these matches are matches that really, what we'll learn from Manchester United in the next few games. Fulham today, Forest in the Cup away, City away, then Everton at home, and then maybe an FA Cup quarterfinal or Sheffield United at home. United need to be targeted wins in all of those games. The Manchester City game, obviously, anything could happen in the derby. They have a better team than us, but you've still got to try and target something to get something out of that game. But United falling down like flies with the players, And now they don't actually have a proper striker. I mean, if you put Rashford up there, I mean, even in the 5 minutes he had against Luton, he was a joke as a striker. He's not a striker. He's lucky to even be playing on the left-hand side. That goal v Wolves has got him back in everybody's good books, but he's actually not played that well in any other match. Since that Wolves game, he's not really been that good, but it's Marcus Rashford, so it's allowed Marcus Rashford allowed to go to Ireland and be an absolute disgrace and just get straight back in the team, because unfortunately that's the agenda at the club. Player power still sadly rules, and Sir Brat needs to sort that out. Basically, that the manager and the people running the football side of the club are in charge and not the players, and the ridiculous wages that they're paid. As I say, I think Rasmus on about 80 grand a week. Don't give him a pay rise for next season just because he's done well in the last few matches. Another season, please, and then we might consider possibly upping your wage. We shall see. But as I say, United playing Fulham today. I will be back with the team news when it comes out at 2 o'clock. He just say players up front. I'd rather somebody who's actually gonna put a shift in his play up front, so not Marcus Rashford, please. So anyone but him, to be perfectly honest. But Ten Hag did talk about how he would need to find solutions if they didn't have any of their strikers available. Martial, shock horror, injured. And Rasmus, unfortunately, injured again because of the load and the fact he is also a young player. So it'll be interesting to see what solution he comes up with. And I think what we also need is we need some other big players to step up to the plate. Bruno Fernandes hasn't been playing well recently. We need him to step up to the plate and lead this team. He is the captain. And there was a lot of talk about what he did at the end of the game against Luton, and then Luton went up the pitch. When he had a ridiculous shot when there was no need to, they went up the pitch, hit the bar. I mean, that could have been 3-3. Somebody calling him out in that dressing room. Somebody going to say to him, that's unacceptable. I doubt it. The manager, I mean, against Bournemouth, he should have been subbed. The manager won't sub him. The manager doesn't have the balls to sub him just because he's his captain. If you're not playing well, get rid. I mean, if he was dropped today, I think that's justifiable. But we all know Ten Hag's not going to do that because he's not got the balls to do it. And that's the thing. Last season, he probably would have dropped the players, and people say, well, look, he stripped Maguire the captaincy. Just stripped Maguire the captaincy in his first season. It was clear that he should have done that. Essentially, he did do that because he hardly ever played him after about two matches. So he needs to step up as well with whatever strategy. And as I say, the captain's performance needed. This is a Fulham side that have had some bad results and unfortunate results against Manchester United in the last, I think in the last year. So they will be wanting to put one over on Manchester United in the Premier League. If you're not on it from the beginning, any team can do the job on you. I salute them when they thought Sheffield United were just turning up to their place and they were just going to beat them anyway. And then now they've lost three games in a row, Luton. So we'll see how things pan out. And I will be back with the team news before kickoff. So team news is in, and it's Amari Forson who gets a start today. I assume it's going to be through the middle. I prefer it to be that way. We say we need somebody who's going to put in a shift. I really want Rashford up there from the off. Basically, it's the same team as against Luton, apart from the injuries out of the team, Luke Shaw and Rasmus Højlund. So back four of Dalot, Varane and Maguire, the starting team against Luton, should say, Varane and Maguire, with Lindelof at left back. That's an area that's going to be targeted. And if Rashford on the left-hand side is going to have to do defensive work, he's in top three, Mark Wilson and Garnacho with the midfield of, it's a pretty standard midfield now, of Casemiro, Bruno Fernandes and Kobbie Mainoo. Has a start at 11. Game kicks off in about half an hour. I'm just going to wander it over to the ground and I will be back after the game. So it's finished. Manchester United 1, Fulham 2. A fully deserved victory for Fulham and an absolutely appalling form of Manchester United. But we've been earlier mentioned on this pod before, they're not as good as everybody thinks they seem to be. And, you know, fans, pundits, and definitely experts. With I'll mention the Master 7B, I've called on this pod to say that they can play football, but essentially they don't actually play football that controls matches. And today, Fulham were the better team, and it was I mean, in the first, I mean, Fulham were missing three of their better players in Jimenez, Paulinho, who I didn't even know wasn't playing, to be perfectly honest, and Willian, who I was told was playing, but apparently he was a late fitness test. And they completely controlled the first half. They played the better football, and Erik ten Hag spoke about having all his players back and how we can play better football. He's got his players back. Fulham didn't have three of their better players today, and they were the better team. They managed to play proper football. They controlled the match. They had a style of play. Manchester United didn't. And I mean, Marcus Rashford up front, it's a joke. And Erik ten Hag, that's on you. He was, I mean, he's not been playing that well in the last few matches anyway. He was a complete non-entity in the match today. And Bruno Fernandes had a poor match, although he did sort of set up the equaliser, and I'll come to that in a moment. But certain players just not perform for Manchester United. But the style and the way that this team is set up doesn't work either. And as I say, I've not heard anything said after the game, but he can't have any excuses for that, claiming, oh, we've not got certain players. It's an embarrassing performance from Manchester United. And people will look at how United, basically, there was 0-0 at half time, but Bassey got a goal in the second half, a fully deserved goal from Fulham from a corner. And then they went into their shell like they did in the FA Cup last season. They just went into their shell, and United pushed a bit further on forward. I mean, there were some substitutions in that half. Olsen, he lasted a few minutes in the second half. Casemiro went off with a head injury. McTominay and Eriksen came on. They pretty much made zero impact on the game until Fulham started to sit back and try and defend the 1-0 lead. There was time wasting, but I don't decry that, because time should be added on at the end, and the referee was doing that. I mean, the ref was Michael Oliver, Jordy. But he wasn't the problem today. He was probably the best performer on the pitch, to be perfectly honest. A lot of people will disagree with that, but I think at the end of the day, if you haven't to rely on referees to be the person that helps you in a football match, then you've got massive problems. And Fulham sort of lead, but then United did start pushing on further. Ahmad came on. He came on for Kobbie Mainoo in the end. But again, this is where Ten Hag is weak. I mean, it's amazing what 9 million a year will do for you. He was weak, because one of Bruno or Marcus Rashford should have been taken off. They were two worst performers on the pitch that had not come on as a substitute. I mean, but he didn't. He thought, I'll take off Kobbie Mainoo. Why? What was the point in that? I know that pushed Bruno back into his more central area, because he went to the right when Scott McTominay came on. But United did equalise. It was a goal from Harry Maguire. Some good work from Bruno, actually, on the left-hand side after a chip over from Harry Maguire. And then that was the equaliser. And the United sort of pushed to get the win. And the equaliser was sort of pretty late in the game, sort of about 85, 86 minutes. And you know, it was Fulham's mentality that allowed Manchester United back into the game. Similar to the FA Cup game last season, they were dominating the game. United broke away, got Willian handballed it on the line, gave away the penalty when he should have just let the ball go in the back of the net, and think, right, we're playing well here, we're playing better than Manchester United, we can go and carry on to win the game. But Fulham 1-0 up, they obviously tried to just sit it out, and United got the equaliser, and then they were pushing further on, and there was an opportunity for Scott McTominay, a lovely ball for Dalot, the only decent thing he did all game, to be fair. Nice little slide through ball, and Scott McTominay had the chance to either shoot or to cross it, and if you're going to shoot, you have to put the ball into the back of the net, and he just dragged it across the goal. See, that were putting pressure, a couple of shots from Bruno that the keeper saved. Ahmad came on and did well, because he's sort of worried bringing him on in such a situation. He came on when they were goal down. I mean, that says everything about Anthony, and Anthony did come on after Fulham went 2-1 up. Adama Traore come on, a couple of nice little shimmies. I still think Maguire should have just clattered him and taken him down. Basically, but maybe you just want the play to continue, because Fulham would have time wasted that free kick, because they would have been more than happy with a point. There was still time wasted at 1-1, and then went through to Iwobi, who just drilled into the back of the net. I mean, at the end of the day, United fans would have been unhappy with a draw as well as a defeat, but Fulham deserved to win. United would have got away with it if they'd if they'd have got anything out of the game. And the only reason they got back into the game was Fulham's mentality and trying to just sit on that one goal lead. Man United aren't very good. And as I say, Erik ten Hag has to take some responsibility from the fact that he set his team up without Rasmus Højlund. And actually, he talks about having solutions for not if they didn't have a proper striker. He doesn't have them because he played Marcus Rashford up front, who was absolutely awful today. And the only thing that can give him any sort of grace from his shocking performance is the fact that he wasn't playing out of position. Marcus Rashford should play on the left or not play at all. And Erik ten Hag have to find another solution for his striker issue. And when when he called journalists naive about saying, why have you only got Rasmus Højlund and Anthony Martial? You're the naive one, Erik. You're an idiot for actually allowing people like John Murta and Richard Arnold to call the shots. And don't give me this FFP garbage. Manchester United can't afford 5 to 10 million for a striker. It's a joke. If that's the case, that says everything about how much the Glazers are draining out of this football club. But you know what? You're one of the people as well. You're taking 9 million out of this football club. As I say, Erik ten Hag isn't the biggest problem at this football club. The players are. It's clear and it's obvious to see where the issues are in this football team. And Sir Rat, we'll see what he does about it. He's calling the Glazers nice people. Shut up, you absolute muppet. They're not nice people. They're scum parasites. And it's up to you to sort out the football side of the club. Now you've stuck 1.25 Ben, got 27.7%. We'll see how good you are at actually doing that, as I say. From what I've seen at Nice and Lausanne, I'm not that confident about it. But a massive blow to Manchester's chances of trying to win the trying to qualify for the Champions League. Obviously, they've got a massive FA Cup game coming up now. This season could be over in the next week. It could be over in the next week. Lost to Forest, defeat to Manchester City. Their season could be done, finished. Because that's the kind of, as I say, I've said before, they've had a bad, bad season. Don't try and think a few victories is the way forward. But as I say, people can call me negative all you want. I've been correct and real, and I'm a realist about this Manchester football team, about the club and how it is run. And it's quite apt that Sir Jim takes over, he does all the PR, the schmoozing, and then the team let them down at the end of the day, at the end of the week. That is Manchester United in a nutshell. A non-football club, I'll tell you that now. A non-football club until those scum Glazers are out and all their stooges. The sooner the better. Get John Murta out of that football club, Sir Rat. You absolute muppet if you keep this idiot at the football club any longer, because there's massive issues at that club. We can see it all, and we saw that in the performance today. Absolutely shocking. And as I say, don't let the end of the game fool you. United trying to get a win, and then they were a bit unfortunate. You know, they were trying to win the match. It was rubbish. Their performance, they got exactly what they deserved. So another interesting thing today. Last couple of games, Garnacho hasn't been at his best. Neither is Kobbie Mainoo. Always shock horror. Young players who you're relying on to actually get you out the mire when they have a poor match or don't play as well as you sort of, they say, expect them to, but that should be the case. They are younger players. That's where the more experienced heads should be stepping up to the plate, and unfortunately, they've not been doing. And, you know, as I say, going back to the manager, take off some of these older heads. Tell them that, you know, let them know that they're not performing up to standing. If you can't handle those players when they have a bit of a go back at you, then you're not up to the job. It's as simple as that. You know, the players aren't up to the job, but we've had weak people running the football side of this club, you know, just giving them ridiculous wages, allowing them to get away with basically, you know, doing essentially anything they want, like disappearing off to other countries and faking illness so they don't come to training. I mean, when you allow players to get away with that and then just allow them straight back in because you're too weak to actually discipline them and take them out the firing line, it's all good and well doing what you've done with Jadon Sancho. You have to do it with anybody else that doesn't step up to the plate. If they're not performing, you drop them. It's as simple as that. And as I say, these younger players who are performing or what, but you can see their level has dropped. But this is the thing. Younger players levels do drop, they will fluctuate, and it's the fact that Garnacho and Kobbie Mainoo have performed so well this season that we're anywhere near sort of as high as we are in the table. And I think for me, Garnacho has been the best player. People talk about Kobbie Mainoo, who has done well, but I think Garnacho has been a much better player, and he's shown Rashford what he should be doing. But players like Rashford aren't interested in that because they've got their big paycheck, they're not interested. and actually stepping up to the plate and performing. As I say, the only great Rashford gets, who's played out of position today, ridiculously, by the manager. It's absolutely stupid form like that. And as I say, Forsen came in, young player, did nothing. But again, a young player. This is that who you're relying on? And as I say, there are no excuses. Players need to step up. The manager needs to step up. The club in general needs to step up. Sir Rat, we'll see what you've actually got, shall we? And to finish the pod, we've got Dodgy Dennis, our man from Merseyside. He's looking forward to the final tomorrow. Not brilliant for Everton. Gave away a late equaliser and Brighton were down to 10 men. But your thoughts on Manchester United?
Sounds like it was dire, the performance. I'm reliant on listening to Michael Gray on BBC Radio. He said it's the worst performance ever, but that's not my account. It's obviously the Michael Gray representing the BBC. He said it was dire and United didn't deserve anything from the match.
Well, I think that's true, as I say, from what has been said by myself on the pod beforehand. I mean, Dennis is very happy with that result, but United's next. I mean, they got Forest away, City away, then Everton at home, where Dennis will be on the pod before and after. Can't have him on during because he caused trouble in the ground if he was there. But Dennis, your thoughts? What do you think for Everton's chances in a couple of weeks?
It's too early to predict, isn't it? Injuries might have an impact on the game, whatever. It's too far off. Hopefully Everton will get a couple of more positive results before they meet United, so we can go into that game with confidence, knowing that United are actually vulnerable.
I think it's more than vulnerable, mate. They're just not very good. But just one final thing from Dennis. Jared Branthwaite, a man that Dennis didn't particularly like initially, but he has grown to love him. Where should he go in the summer? There are rumours that Man United want him, but if he's got any brain, surely he'll go to Real Madrid if they come in for him.
He's going nowhere, Phil. This is a player we developed by sending out to a loan. Is it Eindhoven, Pierre?
Well done, Dennis.
Obviously I did have my doubts about him, but he looks like he's flourished over the summer and he's done really well. He still looks a bit raw, but he's definitely a talent to that the bigger clubs will be considering. But you're not having him, Phil. I'm still getting over Rooney, mate.
Well, if he's got any brains, he won't come to Manchester United. He'll be an idiot if he does, because I think United are going to stop dishing out ridiculous wages. We'll see what Sir Rat, who has not shown anything yet apart from a bit of smarm and a bit of up the backside from the journalists. Let's see what you do now, Mr. Jim. All right, Sir Jim, Sir Rat, Sir whatever. But anyway, a poor performance. He won't be happy with the performance today, but that's just how it is, unfortunately, with Manchester United at the moment. Not consistent, not very good. And Everton will, I think, have a good opportunity in a couple of weeks. As he says, Dennis mentions, things can change. And we might actually have Rasmus Højlund, we might actually have a striker up front who actually bothers to try. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk or various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Player FM, PCast. Search MUFC Global and you will find the podcast. Like, comment, share and subscribe. So, I will be back after the Forest game. Manchester United's only opportunity of winning the trophy away at Nottingham Forest in the FA Cup. We'll be interested to see what team he actually puts out for that. And actually, we'll also be interested to see if he actually drops players that deserve to be dropped. He won't, because Ten Hag, sadly, is weak. A lot of these players need to be shipped out. We know that. And that's for the people in the background to do. Get out, John Murta! Thanks for listening. We'll be back after the Forest game midweek.